Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a thick, juicy steak or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang has learned that the bank will not grant Paul Williams his loan as long as Freddie is his partner. So Freddie has decided he doesn't care to be Paul's business associate. He didn't take the blow too gracefully, however, and the next morning both Penny and Nora Williams are worried.
I'm afraid I should have lied to Freddie, Nora.
Oh, crickets, no, Miss Gibbs. A lie wouldn't have helped.
Well, the truth may have done harm. I phoned Jed's office just a minute ago, and Freddie still wasn't there.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs, where do you think he is?
I don't know. That's why I'm worried.
Well, do you think he's met with an accident?
No, I'm not thinking anything like that.
Well, then what are you worried about, Miss Gibbs?
Freddie.
I know that, but I mean, if you don't think he's been in an accident, why worry about
it? Because you don't know him as well as I do, Nora. Freddie's been hurt. He won't admit it, but he's been terribly hurt. And when someone like Freddie is hurt, there's usually trouble.
I still don't know what you mean. Oh, crickets, maybe I'm just super stupid today, but honestly, I don't.
Nora, it's kind of difficult to explain. Freddie isn't exactly an average person. No, I don't mean he's abnormal in any way or anything like that.
You mean he's different, Miss Gibbs?
Decidedly so. Especially when he's been wronged or thinks he's been wronged.
Well, I think the bank did an awfully wrong thing not giving Daddy the money just because of Freddie, don't you?
Yes, Nora. Freddie has really been wrong this time. But you see, what I'm afraid of is that Freddie will do something wrong because of it.
Oh, I see. What do you think he'll do?
I don't know, Nora. He may not do anything for a while, but he'll be making plans. And we won't know anything about it until it happens. And then it'll be too late.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. I don't think Freddie will really do anything wrong.
Nora, you don't know him like I do. You don't know what he's capable of doing if he gets back to his old ways. I've always been afraid that someday something had happened to make Freddie become his old self again, and what happened at the bank may just be it.
You're afraid Freddie will be bad again?
Bad is a mild word for it, Nora. Look, dear, I don't know whether or not it's fair to tell you. I know how much you like
him. If it's all the same to you, Miss Gibbs, I'd like to know all about Freddie. Oh, crickets, knowing what he was isn't going to change my opinion of what he is.
I'm glad you look at it that way, Nora. You're very fair.
I have an idea. Freddie couldn't help what he was, could he?
No, Nora, he couldn't. You see, something happened to his parents when he was very small. I don't know what, because Freddie never mentions them. Anyway, there was no one to tell Freddie what was right or wrong when he was young. And he began to go around with a gang of older boys who turned out to be thieves.
But Freddie didn't steal, did he?
I'm afraid he did, Nora. He was old enough then to know it was wrong, I'm sure, but he didn't care, I suppose. And even if he had tried to drop out of the gang, it wouldn't have been allowed. You see, Nora, the only thing that saved him is that he ran away when the police caught his friends.
You mean the police are still looking for Freddie?
No, no. Professor Rogers and I took Freddie back to the police and asked them to let him live here in Rossville and start all over again.
Oh, well, they let him come here to live, so he couldn't have been too bad, could he?
No, Nora, I don't think it's really fair to say that Freddie was ever bad. just wrong, that's all. And he stopped being wrong, too, when he saw he could do just as well being right.
I think Freddy's just super.
He's a fine person, Nora, underneath. He's not at all what he pretends to be. You know, he'd like you to think that he's tough and has no feelings, but he has feelings, all right. Even more than you or I. And that's why I'm worried about him.
Oh, Crickets, if what you think is going to happen really happens, it'll be just awful.
It'll be worse than awful, Nora. If Freddy goes back to his old ways because of this, he'll go to jail.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, we can't let that happen.
There's no stopping Freddy when he has his mind made up, and he may have his mind made up that there's no percentage in doing the right thing if you can't ever live down your past.
Oh, Cricket, somebody's just got to tell Freddy that's not the way to feel.
Nora, it's not that simple. Look, dear, Freddy is stubborn about some things. If he's determined to get revenge for this, he'll get it, no matter what we say to him.
But we just can't let him do anything wrong, Miss Gibbs. We can't let him get into trouble again.
He may already be in trouble, Nora. And then our worry will be to get him out of it. Maybe I'm being pessimistic about this. Maybe Freddy's away from Jed's office for a very legitimate reason. You know, he might have gone out to the farm to see your father.
I don't think so, Miss Gibbs. And if he did, he'd have been back at his work a long time ago. You see, Daddy went to Wayne City to see about getting a loan up there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Freddy certainly isn't at the farm. The only thing that would keep him there would be work, and I don't think he'd care to work in the dairy now.
Why don't you go out to the farm and see? He just might be out there, maybe waiting for Daddy. He doesn't know Daddy isn't in town.
No, Nora, I don't think I'd better go chasing him. That might make him even more angry than he is. No, we'll see him at dinner tonight, and it may not be too late to get him straightened out then.
Oh, Cricket, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed all day long.
So am I. But we won't get much work done that way. You know, Nora, I've been wondering something about the bank's refusal to give your father that loan.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's really because of Freddy.
Oh, golly, if it weren't, then Freddy wouldn't do anything he'll be sorry for, would he? Oh, do you think maybe there's another reason?
No, I think the bank is sincere in feeling that Freddy can't be trusted. I just wonder where the bank got that feeling. I wonder if someone encouraged the bank to feel that way.
Oh, Crickets, Miss Gibbs, who'd ever do a thing like that?
I don't know, Nora, but stranger things have been done for reasons so strange that it's hard to understand.
Very hard to understand.
Good afternoon, Madeline.
Well, Carrie Carlton, come on in.
Certainly will.
Still tapping your cane wherever you are you, Carrie? Why don't you throw that old stick away?
Because I don't want to throw it away.
Because you want sympathy in your old age, you mean.
Sympathy?
Mm-hmm.
A waste of time. Well, you seem to know how to open a door. Haven't you learned how to close one?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's better.
You must be half frozen. It's terribly cold out, isn't it?
It's January. I expect it to be cold. Where's your mother?
Oh, Mother's in the pantry giving the servants a lecture. That's why I'd answer the door myself.
Good for you. You'd have servants doing your breathing for you if you could.
That's an excellent idea, Carrie. I'll go to work on that.
Instead, why don't you just go to work?
No, thank you, Carrie. Work is for people who don't have the brains to get out of it.
Or have so much money they don't need to work.
Well, it takes brains to have money, doesn't it?
Ha! Your father came into his money honestly, Madeline. Well, we'll say it was honestly. You were merely born into yours. Do I have to invite myself to sit down, or will you have...
Oh, forgive me, Carrie. Will you please sit down now?
This chair looks comfortable. I might know it wouldn't be.
Then why don't you change
to
another?
I'll sit here and suffer. There's not a comfortable chair in this house. Well, aren't you going to ask me if I've had a pleasant trip?
Oh, that's right. You were in Florida, weren't you? How was it?
Terrible. I was bored to death. Nothing but people around me all the time, and people are such fools.
Yes, aren't they, though? When did you get back?
Last night. I have some business to attend to.
Oh. You living in your big house on Laurel Avenue or the small one in town?
The big one. I have to have space. I just have to have it.
You're all alone, and you have to have space.
I do. Why, I'd be driven out of my wits in the small house with servants under my feet all the time. In the big house, they can keep out of sight, except when I want them.
Oh, it must be very pleasant working for you.
I pay my servants well.
I hear you have to, Carrie, or they won't work for you.
I don't demand anything unreasonable from anyone.
No? You should listen to the gossip about you, Carrie.
I've heard it. It merely amuses me. What have you been doing to keep yourself occupied? Having parties, I suppose.
Oh, a few. But lately I've had a little fun getting even with some of the townspeople I've met.
Oh, you know some of the townspeople?
Just a handful. I had some of them here for a party one evening. They were such terrible misfits, it was embarrassing.
Yes, I can imagine it was. You say you are getting even with them.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
For embarrassing me. One of them needed a loan at Father's bank last week, and I saw to it that he didn't get it.
Oh, interesting. You have that much influence at your father's bank.
No, not directly. But I suggested to Mr. Norris at the bank that they make a careful investigation into the background of one of the people involved in the loan. Freddie Lang by name. They found he had a police record, which I knew, of course. That was enough to stop the loan.
Looking out for your father's interests, of course.
Oh, but of course.
You're a clever girl, Madeline. But how did you ever imagine to become involved with these townspeople?
Oh, I met them all through Freddie Lang. I met him quite by accident.
Freddie Lang?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me I've heard that name somewhere before.
Oh, you probably read about him. He was involved in some scrape here in town, but when the police investigation was over, they found it was all very, very innocent. Just one grand and glorious misunderstanding. A girl named Penny Gibbs was involved in it with him.
Oh, yes, Penny Gibbs. I've heard that name many times. Do you know her, too?
Well, not to such an extent my life won't be the same without her.
But you have met her.
Oh, yes, and I've talked to her several times, too. She's a rather pretty girl. Intelligent, too. But definitely not our class, Carrie.
I don't imagine so. But then I form my own opinions. I don't care for the opinions of others. You know Penny Gibbs, do you? I think I should like to know her, too. Yes, I think I'm a little interested in this Penny Gibbs.
So Carrie Carlton is interested in Penny Gibbs. Why? And who is this rich and strange old woman? Will she meet Penny? And when she does, how will it affect Penny? Is Carrie Carlton to be a new influence in Penny's life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef. And it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now your local announcer.